News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Anne McCormack is a systematic psychotherapist. She's been looking at the ESRI findings for us on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Good morning, Anne.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very well. I mean, we've thrashed it out, two parents having the conversation here. But ultimately, where does responsibility for this lie? Is it fair to expect young people to be able to process and deal with this when it's so readily available?
Well, I think the findings, I mean, the fact that the findings have been published is really, really useful, both to young people and to parents, because I think, you know, sex is completely natural. And pornography is obviously about sex, but it's not about safe sex. And I think that there are things related to intimate relationships and intimate encounters that are never going to be learned about from watching pornography. Things such as condoms, the issue of consent, you're never going to learn about any of that. STIs, you're not going to learn about that from watching pornography. And if young people don't have the opportunity to ask questions and get good information in their homes, and I would say in their schools as well, but I would say to a lesser extent in schools, I would say in the home, if parents can create an environment where young people feel that, oh, my parents are absolutely fine with this topic, I can ask any questions I want, that's a much safer environment. And one of the findings in the research that was done is that if that environment is there for young people, then they're less likely to use pornography. So I would say that points to some cohort of young people accessing pornography in order to figure stuff out.
And trying to work out what's going on. But can I just put to you a likely scenario is that we have very nervous parents in the car right now with their teenagers next to them. And we say good morning to you all because the conversation may never have been had. Not sure how many people may have had itchy fingers and turned down the volume. So, you know, how do we as an older generation accept the reality of what's in this report?
Well, I think that there is a collective discomfort in this country still when it comes to the topic of sex in general. And I think that we have inherited that discomfort. And I believe that years of being told that to be sexual is in some way shameful has massively contributed to our collective psyche in relation to this whole topic. So even in relation to adult conversations, I think it's a difficult conversation to have. One thing that I would say to parents who are currently in their cars with young people is that it's worth printing off this research finding and putting it on the kitchen table. And even one point that I would pull out of it is that it says that men who use pornography have poorer well-being than men who don't use pornography. They are less satisfied with their lives. And these men have more depressive symptoms. That is something that every single parent in the country should be speaking to their teenage sons and daughters about. The mental health crisis is staggering. So if there is now research published that shows that pornography use among men leads to more depressive symptoms, that is hugely relevant and hugely useful. And I think it's also more a conversation about mental health than it is about any other word that might be difficult to speak about. So it's a way into the conversation that's about mental health.
Once you start that conversation, it's easier to take the next step. But I want to just draw your attention to one finding. The difference between watching porn if you're 20, if you started when you were 13, and if you started when you were 19. And that's indicative of the impact it has on the younger brain.
Absolutely. And I think, again, if a 13-year-old who maybe has never had a boyfriend or a girlfriend experience, you know, if their first sort of information gathering kind of endeavour is to go online, they are going to be bombarded with images that are violent. They're going to feel potentially overwhelmed. And they're not going to understand that to be in an encounter with somebody, a close physical encounter with somebody, it can be a gentle experience. It can be a very loving experience. It's not about violence. And I think, you know, if you then compound that with years and years of watching content that is aggressive, and a lot of the content online is aggressive, you get to be 20 and full of all these images and ideas about how sex is meant to be or how sex is and how you then are meant to be in these encounters. Whereas if you're a 20-year-old who has encountered this content for the first time a year previously, but you've had all these other experiences with people in your own life, it's a hugely different context. So I suppose the research hones in on 20-year-old men, but I would say that there are so many different cohorts within that of
men the damage clearly being done at a much younger age if they're accessing it, and that's the most important conversation
absolutely.
Parents of teenagers can have.
And I would say that in my practice, anyone that I see as an adult who has an addiction issue with this stuff, they have all been accessing pornography from a very young age.
Okay.
It's hugely damaging, and this is hugely helpful because you can print it off, put it on the kitchen table, and just pull out one line of it and start discussing it in a small way.
All right. Anne McCormack, systemic psychotherapist, thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.